السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرت مفتي صاحب أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you. May Allah Ta'ala grant you afiat and good health. Mufti Saab, the platform is yours this morning and the Ummah is eagerly waiting for your advice and nasiha.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم وسليم كريم. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li swadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 12th of Ramadanul Mubarak, 1445. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on Suratul Furqan, chapter number 25 and verse number 67 in the 19th Supara, 19 Juz, right by the first quarter, just beginning. In today's lesson, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us how to spend. In Islam, two things are of paramount importance. How did we attain and accumulate this wealth of ours? And how are we going to spend this wealth of ours? نِعْمَ الْمَالُ صَالِحْ لِلْرَجُلِ صَالِحْ. The hadith is mentioned in Mishkat Sharif. This wealth itself is very, very good, something, an excellent asset it is. But for who? For a person who's pious. We attained it through halal means, and we spend it in lawful and halal means. So Almighty Allah informs us, chapter 25, verse 67, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا أَنفَقُوا. These pious people, the true slaves of Almighty Allah, who have devoted, dedicated their lives to Almighty Allah, to Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to the Prophet, peace be upon him, alayhi salatu wasalam. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا أَنفَقُوا. Those are the people, when they spend in cash or kind. لَمْ يُسْرِفُوا. They are not extravagant, they are not squandering. Today you find a lady will spend on one outfit 10, 20, 50, 100,000 rand. People are gone for Umrah, and what you find, the shopping spree goes into 1 million rand, half a million, quarter million, because their daughter is getting married and so forth and so on the trousseau. So وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا أَنفَقُوا لَمْ يُسْرِفُوا. So when they spend, then they are not extravagant and wasting. Because once you start wasting, Quran Sharif teaches us, chapter 17, verse 27, إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ. Verily, the people who waste and squander, they are the brothers of Satan and Lucifer and Shaitan. So that has no place. People who are smoking, vaping. So what you're doing? That is absolute wastage, and you become a brother of Satan and Shaitan and Lucifer. وَلَمْ يَقْتُرُوا. And nor are they so stingy and miserly. So they don't want to even spend. Don't want to spend on their wife. Don't want to spend on their children. Don't want to even spend on their beloved parents and so forth. So they hold on, and they want to hold on to that money all the time. So what should a Muslim do, the true Muslim? وَكَانَ بَيْنَ ذَٰلِكَ قَوَامًا. He should use the middle path. Not extremely that wasting and extravagant, and not miserly and stingy. Use the middle path. And that is what we should always remember. One simple incident that will, an anecdote that will simplify issues for us. There is a Khalifa, and he is ruling this Ummah for 2 years, from the year 99 to 101. Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahimahullah, he's buried there in Hims, not far from Khalid bin Walid, radiallahu, and there in Syria. Allah Jalla wa Ala knows how just he was and Allah fearing he was. He was known as Umar Thani, the second Umar. So before he became Khalifa, he got married. So people asked him, how much mahar will you give? What will be the marital gift you will give your wife? He said, the Quran Sharif, the noble, glorious Quran, gave us guidelines. وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا أَنْفَقُوا لَمْ يُسْرِفُوا وَلَمْ يَقْتُرُوا. That we must not be extravagant and we must not be stingy. We must use the middle path, the middle way. And that is what Quran Sharif taught us. So that is what I will pay. Just to contextualize it for us in South Africa. So if one person was to get married to your daughter, you ask him how much mahar will he pay. And he is a middle class, well-to-do person. He say he'll pay 100 rand, 50 rand, 1,000 rand. So we'll tell him, you know what, but be realistic. So you say, okay, I'll go pay 50,000, 100,000, 1 million. So both are wrong. So remember, we will tell him rather pay 23,000, 25,000 rand or more, 30,000 like that, in cash or kind, 1 Kruger coin or something of that sort. So that is what always should be our approach regarding spending in the path of Almighty Allah, not that we go to extremes. Therefore, in Arabic, we have a saying, Al-jahilu imma mufritun or mufarritun. The ignorant person will always do much more than what is required, or will do much less than what is required. No, in Islam we must follow the middle path. وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا. So that is the moderation. However, we need to take, you know, we should be very careful and circumspect regarding this issue. If they tell you in the political world that this person, this Muslim ruler or Muslim politician is a moderate person, you must remember he's a sellout. He's promoting the American-Israeli agenda. He may be taking some wine, dine and swine and so forth. So in political terms, if they tell you somebody is moderate, he's a total sellout. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Today, day 169, the Gaza genocide continues. And today's news, views, interviews locally, nationally, internationally, globally. Say Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. The Haaretz newspaper has written that 8 Israelis were wounded, injured, some of them severely. We say Alhamdulillah. Let them frack. You must remember, if you don't understand frack, it means to die like a dog. They are the ones who are murdering, killing in our innocent people. And they used to call them the only democracy in the Middle East, the most moral army there in the world, is to say. Today the world is seeing that through the digital videos and what have you, that the global genocide is taking place. The global audience is witnessing it, the genocide taking place in Gaza. So this is now first time a genocide is playing by the minute, remember that. So may Almighty Allah decimate and destroy the apartheid Nazi terrorist Zionist regime. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. There was a huge terrorist attack in Moscow in Russia. More than 60 people killed in the concert, more than 120 of them injured, and this was definitely a terrorist attack, and the finger is pointing towards Kiev and Ukraine, and obviously America's hand will be behind it and so forth. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Almighty Allah gives honor to whoever he wishes, and Allah does grace and humiliates whoever he wishes. So America was totally humiliated in the United Nations yesterday. So we must place things in their proper text and context. Thrice on 3 different occasions, when the world was begging for a ceasefire there in Gaza, America on 3 different occasions, remember, used its veto. and against hundreds of countries, remember that, more than 100 countries. So now it gave its own resolution and its own proposal. It was vetoed by Russia and China. You did very well, Russia and China. We agree with you. And then Algeria also came to the party and said, we reject this proposal of America. So why? They said ceasefire and the Jewish hostages must be released. But what about my brothers, my sisters, my children in Palestine? More than 10,000, 15,000 in the prisons being tortured, persecuted, harassed by the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime. So go to hell with your proposal. We're not interested in that. It's not worth the paper on which it's written. So 1 million people in the dark in Ukraine. Now you will see Putin will open up. You came right into our capital, Moscow, and you murdered more than 60 people. You killed, you injured more than 120, and obviously the toll will rise also. So now we're going to show you what will happen, whether it's in Kiev, whether it's in other parts of Ukraine. So maybe I'll just let go of one of my small nuclear arsenal just to teach you a lesson. You know, Putin, that's why I like him, you must remember. He's a proper harami. In time of war like this against America, Israel, we need haramis. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Inna Allah la yu'ayyidu hadha ad-din bi rajul al-fajir." That hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Verily, Almighty Allah jalla wala sometimes uses the non-Muslims also to help and assist the deen, the religion of Islam. So the Jutlas are the real terrorists. On their own TV, on their own videos, remember it was shown that there were three people walking there towards Khan Yunus and towards their homes. No danger to them, no arms, nothing. And the drone came and murdered and killed two of them. So this shows who are the super terrorists, the super murderers, the super occupiers. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue with this haramis here. This is, you must remember, their figures. More than 7,350 Palestinians arrested since October 7. And now you want to come tell me about your hostages. What about all these 7,500 Palestinians and so forth? Therefore, Hamas says that no, we will not agree to all this nonsense of your people. Blinken can come 100 times, 6 times he came. Everything in favor of Israel, everything in favor of the Jutlas, and then he rounds up his chamchas and his sidekicks, the Saudis and the Emiratis and the Egyptians and Jordanians, and the chief is speaking, the boss speaks, and these guys like slaves. Yes, sami'ina wa ata'ana, sami'ina wa ata'ana, we heard, we obey, yes. So we don't want that. We want mujahideen. Remember, one person made a very profound statement. When they asked the Palestinians that, what do you want? They say, we're in Gaza, we're in Palestine, and we're teaching the world a lesson. All of you are occupied in the world, directly, indirectly. Whether you're occupied by America, whether you're occupied by China, by Russia, by whosoever. We want to be truly liberated, and therefore we fight the occupation. And this is the lesson we are teaching the world, that we don't want people to occupy our mind, our land, our territory, our resources. So that is the sunnah they are teaching the world, the mujahideen of Gaza al-Mubarakah. So remember and think about that. 65 people found in a mass grave in Libya. Another sad story. They say they were migrants and so forth. Allah alone knows. Maybe again there was some massacre there. So listen to this story. These two brothers of two different media outlets are arrested and detained by Israel, the rogue regime. They murdered and killed more than 100 journalists already. And don't come and tell me it was a mistake. It was premeditated murder. So Brother Mahmoud of Al Jazeera and Brother Muhammad Arab of the Arabi TV, so they were arrested by the Israeli forces and so forth. The Princess of Wales, she got cancer. So let me tell you about the Princess of Wales. Not this one. These are all spaza. These are just imitation. The Princess of Wales was Diana. Now she was married to Charles, Prince Charles at that time, now King Charles. So she captured the minds and imagination of the world, remember that. But she never liked the whiteys and the non-Muslims. She loved Muslims, you know. So she wanted to get married to that Pakistani surgeon. He told her, no, 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 no. You too expensive for me, and the media, the paparazzis will be chasing us. I don't want you. Then she got involved with Dawdi, and then she was pregnant, and they were about to announce she's going to embrace Islam and they're going to get married. Now how can the Britain and the royal family and the Americans and the Western media accept this? So therefore they murdered her. That is the true story of the Princess of Wales, Lady Diana. So does Kali Kali Spaza, the Princess of Wales, that she is William's wife? William also another character, if you study his life, you must remember. So she got cancer and is becoming a big thing there. So anyway, when our people got cancer, they dying there in Palestine and so forth, then your government of Sunak and the British government before him also, and always from day one, they were promoting Israel, the rogue terrorist regime. So we have very little sympathy for you. Lebanon says that Israel is interfering with their navigation and delaying a formal complaint at the United Nations. BB, the murderer, Benjamin Ney, how many babies have you murdered today, you harami? He says that we will attack Rafah with or without American support. So that is the what he told Blinken. So now his mind is obsessed. He will go down in history as the butcher of Gaza, the only person who used starvation as a weapon during war. And remember, that will be his legacy. And every Israeli and Jutla will be poisoned with that. And therefore, this is the third day consecutively, I'm telling you, once that Palestinian grows up and he gets a gun or a knife or a weapon and sees a jutla and puts a bullet through him, me, I'll never blame them, remember that, because that is what you ask for and that is what you deserve. Ukraine's largest dam is on fire, you see. Now the Popohan dance, if you know Afrikaans. So things are going to get very hot there in Ukraine. Putin is going to take you on and take America on. South Africa, the circus continues and the politicians are campaigning and so forth. So you know, when you have a parliament, you have a speaker. So the speaker's duty is that he or she is like the referee, the umpire. So we got, you must remember, in South Africa, Nakakula. You must know how to say it, Kula. So anyway, Nakakula, she was the speaker, but when she was the Minister of Defense, it is alleged that she stole and she was involved in how many million, you understand, corruption. Nothing surprising, ANC means corruption and so forth for many of the politicians. So nevertheless, then she went on special leave and now she was going to be arrested, so she launched an interdict to halt her arrest. So the circus continues. So if the umpire, the referee, the speaker is so corrupted, so what happens to the politicians? So that is our wonderful story of South Africa, a comedy of errors, but we love our country. So remember, therefore, we stay here and we will give the message of Islam to the whole world from the southern tip of Africa. Inshallah, our program today, 7 to 9, will be Mona Khalid Yaqub. 10 to 11 will be Mufti Ibrahim Smith with the medical file, so he'll have his doctors with him. Then 12 to 1 will be Ramadan Naat with Brother Suleiman Esop. This afternoon, inshallah, inshallah Aziz, 2 to 4 will be the live Q&A with Radio Lansar International, Sirius FM, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Inshallah, Maulana, we can start firing up for the next 6-7 minutes with the quick fire Q&A, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, does taking penicillin and buscopan as an IV drip breaks the fast?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We should know the following, and it will facilitate, make life easier for you, that taking injections, penicillin or otherwise, on your arm or on the posterior or the back does not break the fast. The fast is valid. Likewise, the drips you take, all that also is fine, and your fast is valid. Any food, medication going through the mouth, going through the nose, going through the back passage, Allah forbid, people are suffering from piles and they have to insert suppositories and so forth, that will nullify the fast. Or a lady, a female, some medication, or she goes to the gynae for an internal checkup and so forth, so that will nullify the fast. So these are the basic rules you should take cognizance of.
Mufti Saab, not every man can grow a beard. So can a Hafiz without a beard lead the first Salah in the masjid as an imam?
Remember that if a person is shaving his beard or he's trimming his beard and he got a pencil style by beard and that, it's not permissible to appoint him as an imam. If you mean naturally that he does not get a beard, his hair doesn't grow and so forth, there at Darulum Newcastle, I was there wonderful 20 years in Northern Natal, NN, you see, first N Natal, second N Newcastle, from January 81 to 2001, January, then we came here with Allah's help, Hada min fadli Rabbi, Hada rahmatu min Rabbi, only the grace and mercy of Allah. Some of our students from Cape Town, the Malay students, naturally their hair would not grow. Sometimes they would just have a bokbart. You know bokbart? Yeah, by the chin, little bit hair there should be. But that's natural. So no shaving and so forth. So in that case, it would be permissible. No problem at all.
Mufti Saab, adopted children are never yours. However, you still bring them up with false hopes. Why can't they inherit from you?
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in the Noble Quran in chapter 33 and verse number 5, Ud'uhum li'abaihim, you, the people, society, community, must call them, the adopted children. This verse was revealed for Zayd. Zayd radiallahu anhu's father, biological father, is Zayd bin Haritha. But the people, the Arabs at that time, used to call him Zayd bin Muhammad, meaning that he grew up in the household of Mustafa, Habibuna, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So they would just say Zayd bin Muhammad. We can't say just Muhammad, we have to say sallallahu alaihi wasallam out of respect and reverence. So nevertheless, Almighty Allah said no, that this whole belief and this whole system has to be nullified. So we have to break the system and nullify the system which the Western concept is even today. So call them, your adopted children, by the biological father's name, who are aqsatu in the law. That is the justice system by Almighty Allah. For illam ta'alamu aba'ahum, if you do not know who the biological father is, for ikhwanukum fid deen, they are your brothers in religion. Say Zainab Islam, Fatima Islam, Jamila Islam, say Abu Bakr, Umar, Usman, Ali Islam, like that. So that will be what the Quran Sharif teaches us, chapter 33, verse 5. For you to register that adopted child by your name, by your surname, absolutely haram. Man intasaba ila ghayri abihi fa alayhi la'natullah wal malaika wal nasi ajma'in. Whosoever makes the lineage of the baby to anybody else beside the biological father, Allah's curse, the angel's curse, the people's curse is on him or her for that matter. Sometimes these women are crazy that they register the baby and child on their name. In Islam, that only happens if the children are auladu zina, abis, and illegitimate children. Second one, there's no inheritance for them, that they're going to inherit automatically. And third one, once they grow up, now that boy is 10, 11 years old, so between him and this adopted mother, the laws of hijab will start, because he's murahik just now, he'll become baligh and mature. When that girl is reaching the age of 9, between her and her adopted father, the laws of parda hijab will apply. So you want to ask why? You must remember that he, the adopted child, will not inherit. These are the reasons. It's not your son, it's not your daughter. And the asbab and the reasoning for inheriting is that you must be a blood child or marriage and so forth. But very easy, brother. In Islam, you could bequeath up to 1/3. So you can make wasiya and bequeath maximum up to 1/3 for non-heirs. So your adopted son, adopted daughter, you could bequeath for them up to 1/3 of your net estate. So that will be no problem.
Sir, what has stopped you from traveling any more internationally? When will you come and grace us with your presence here in Riyadh?
MashaAllah, you're listening to me in Riyadh. We make dua every day. So some of my students are leaving, some just came back, some are going, MashaAllah. Ma baini ma baina baiti wa mimbari rawdatun min riyadil jannah, hadith in Bukhari Sharif. The portion between my house and between the mimbar and pulpit is one of the gardens of Jannah. Rawda singular, Riyadh plural. So Riyadh, beautiful place. We've been there 4 or 5 times. They made us qazis, judges there in 2 weeks also. They gave a certificate there in Jamiatul Imam and so forth. So you're missing me, brother. So now we say local is lekker. Why I have to travel? I sit in my comfort zone and you listen to me there in Riyadh. You listen to me in Korea. You listen to me in different parts of the world, so that we don't travel now. We will give the true message of Islam from here, inshallah al-Aziz. I travel more than 70 countries, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. So now we're tired of traveling. I travel within South Africa only, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen.
Mufti Saab, I'm 12 years old. I found white dots on my underpants. There was no dream or any wetness on my underwear. Am I now baligh?
So you, my brother, you what you saw, a small little map of Malawi, a small little map of Swaziland or something, or of Hammanskraal and so forth. So what you must do is show all that to your father and so forth, and in that way there they will tell you. So remember that if you are in Islam 12 lunar years or more, then and you experience an ihtilam, a wet dream, then you will be considered baligh and mature. For a daughter, for our sister, when she's 9 lunar years and more, and she experiences haid and menses, then she'll be considered baligha. So the way you explaining, remember that the best is you confirm it with your father and so forth, and don't feel shy. Remember, rahimallahu nisa al-ansar, ma mana'ahunna al-hayau ay yatafaqahna fi al-deen. Then may all Siddiqa, Sayyida Aisha, used to say, radiallahu anha in Medina Munawwara, Allah have mercy on the ladies of Medina Munawwara. They are haya, a lady. For her to have shame and modesty is innate, is inherent in her. So that they are natural haya and shame and modesty would not prevent them from understanding the laws of Sharia. So may Almighty Allah grant us tafaqquh fi deen. Rabbi zidni ilma. Yesterday, one Arab person gave a beautiful dua. We'll end the program now, and then inshallah 20 to 6, inshallah we'll be back. Allahumma istakhdimna wa la tastabdilna. Ya Allah, always use us for your deen. Don't let us take this bounty away from us and replace us with others, because we did not appreciate the bounty which you conferred upon us. Allahumma istakhdimna wa la tastabdilna. Barakallahu salim kareem, Mona salimna, then Mufti Aku, then I'll be back inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.